All right, hey everyone, we're about to do a deep dive today to help you get ready for the ACCA MA exam. So if you're just starting to think about prepping for this thing, we're going to look at some pretty interesting stuff that I think will help you out. We're going to be taking a look at the September 2023 to August 2024 examiner's report. So this isn't just like a general study guide. This is like looking over the shoulder of the examiners while they're grading the exams and finding out exactly what they were looking at and, more importantly, what tripped people up.
Yeah, you can almost think about it as like if you could sit down with the examiner and have them sort of point out like the potholes and the pitfalls on the road to exam success. And it really is less about memorizing a bunch of answers and more about understanding what the examiner is looking for, how they're thinking, how to best demonstrate that you understand the material.
Exactly. And you know, since you're just starting your prep, this is like the perfect time to absorb some of these insights before you even really open up a textbook. So let's like totally ditch the generic study guide approach and like get into the really important stuff. First things first, what's the exam structure look like?
Well, the ACCA MA exam is a 2-hour exam, and it's broken up into two sections. You have Section A, which is all of the objective test questions. So that's that classic multiple choice format. There are 35 of those, each worth 2 marks each. And then you have Section B, which is where you're going to be tackling 3 longer multitask questions. And those are worth a really nice, juicy 10 marks each. And here's the kicker. ALL questions are compulsory.
Yeah. So time management is going to be key.
Time management is absolutely key.
No pressure. Right. But here's something kind of interesting. So I was looking through the report, and it turns out that, like, even though calculations are all over both sections of the exam, a lot of candidates actually did better on the narrative questions, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean that the calculations are less important. Like, you absolutely need to be sharp with your calculations. It just means that the examiners are looking for a candidate who's kind of well-rounded. Like, you can not only crunch the numbers, but you can explain, like, the why behind the numbers.
Okay. So both sections have calculations. Both sections have narrative questions. What about in terms of the calculations? What kind of, like, calculation pitfalls did the examiners, like, point out?
You know, it wasn't so much that candidates were making like simple arithmetic errors. It was more that they weren't understanding how to apply the formulas in different scenarios. Yeah. So, for example, candidates struggled with things like calculating effective annual interest rates, flexing budgets, analyzing overhead absorption.
Oh, so it's like it's not enough to just like memorize the formulas. You actually have to understand how they work and like when to use them. It's kind of like having all the ingredients for a cake, but not knowing how to bake it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of understanding, the report actually highlighted how people really struggled with this one question that was about reconciling standard contribution for actual sales. And this seemed to trip people up because they didn't really grasp how variances kind of fit into the bigger picture of like an operating statement. Ah, variances. I feel like those can be kind of a puzzle. Like, why is my actual profit different from what I budgeted?
Absolutely. And the examiners really want to see that you can kind of take those variances and tell the story of what happened. They're looking for that detective mindset.
Okay, so now let's like switch gears a little bit and talk about Section B. This is where things get a little more intense, right? What were some of the main trouble spots in Section B?
Yeah, Section B is definitely where those analytical muscles get a workout. And candidates struggled the most with calculating financial metrics like payback period, net present value, internal rate of return. They also had some difficulty with standard cost variances and performance measures like residual income and return on capital employed.
So it sounds like Section B requires kind of like a deeper level of understanding. You know, like it's not just about like plugging numbers into a formula. It's about interpreting what those numbers mean and like using them to actually make decisions.
Right. And a key point that the examiner emphasized is that you really want to be comfortable with spreadsheet style questions and like reconciliation tasks. Those are the areas where a lot of candidates fumbled. So as you're prepping, just make sure you're not just practicing on paper. Like, get comfortable working with spreadsheets and actually like using them to analyze data.
Yeah, that's a really good point because that's kind of how it is in the real world, right? Okay. So now, you know, this report isn't all doom and gloom. The examiner actually provided some pretty awesome advice, and I like to think about this as like getting a cheat sheet straight from the source.
Yeah, this is pure gold for anyone who's just starting their prep.
Okay, so let's dive into those examiner's orders, shall we?
Yeah, the first thing that they really stressed was making sure that you are studying the entire syllabus. Don't try to cherry pick topics because the exam will cover everything.
Oh, so no shortcuts.
No shortcuts. You really are building a solid foundation of knowledge, and that means covering all your bases.
And that leads perfectly into the next piece of advice, which is practice, 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 especially with those objective test questions.
Yes, absolutely. Those multiple choice questions and the number entry questions might seem straightforward, but the examiner can get pretty crafty with the wording and kind of like those subtle nuances. So you really want to make sure that you're not just memorizing definitions, but you're really like thinking through each answer choice and understanding like those underlying concepts.
It's like applying that knowledge, not just regurgitating it. And speaking of thinking things through, the examiner also really emphasized like reading those questions carefully.
I know it sounds so obvious, yeah. Right? But you would be surprised how many candidates kind of trip up just because they didn't understand what the question was actually asking. So take your time, read the question thoroughly, make sure you're answering what is being asked, not what you think is being asked.
Yeah, it's like those tricky word problems back in math class. And on that note of like thinking things through and really understanding what's being asked, time management is super important. You don't want to get like bogged down in one question for too long, right?
Absolutely. If you're stumped, move on. Come back to it later if you have time. Remember, the goal is to maximize your marks across the entire exam, not just to get like stuck on one question. And speaking of maximizing marks, attempt all the questions.
Even if you're not sure of the answer.
Even if you're not sure, because there are no penalties for guessing. So even if you're unsure, just put something down. You never know. You might get lucky.
It's like they say, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Okay, so we've talked about studying the full syllabus. We've talked about practicing those objective test questions, reading carefully, managing our time. What other like gems do the examiner offer?
Well, this one's really important, especially for those spreadsheet style questions in Section B. Always check the reasonableness of your answers. Like if you come up with some crazy answer like 27 million days of inventory, you know, something went wrong in your calculations. Take a step back, retrace your steps, make sure your answer makes sense in the context of the question.
Yeah, a little sanity check. Never hurt anyone. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got the exam structure. We've talked about some of the tricky areas. We get some golden advice straight from the examiner. But before we wrap up, there's one more thing I want to highlight, and that is those past examiners' reports.
Yes. Those are a treasure trove of insights. And they often repeat similar types of questions or kind of focus on certain areas. So studying past reports is like getting a sneak peek at the game plan.
It's like having a crystal ball, but for the ACCA MA exam.
Exactly. Use those past reports to your advantage, identify patterns, see what types of questions have come up before, and practice applying the concepts in those contexts.
So we've covered the what, the how, and even the why of this exam. What does this all mean for someone who's just starting their ACCA MA prep? What's like the one key takeaway they should walk away with from this deep dive?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is don't memorize, understand. The examiners aren't looking for robots who can regurgitate formulas. They want to see that you can think critically, apply your knowledge, and like tackle problems in a real world context.
Yeah. It's about connecting the dots, right?
Yeah.
Like seeing how all the pieces fit together and then using that understanding to make like sound decisions.
Exactly. And remember, the ACCA MA exam isn't just about passing a test. It's about building a strong foundation for your future career in accounting and finance. So as you're prepping, think about how the concepts that you're learning apply to real world situations.
That's a great point. It's not just about theory. It's about practical application. And I think that's what makes this examiner's report so valuable, gives you that insider perspective on what the examiners are actually looking for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So to all you future ACCA MA stars out there, embrace the challenge, stay curious, and remember, you've got this.
And if you ever hit a roadblock or just need a little refresher on those examiner insights, come back and give this deep dive another listen. We're here to help you every step of the way. Good luck.